And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop and give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak, pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you fun, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm the sixth god, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Chuz, little blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spinning like you tryna fuck, boy you trippin'. Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got him done, boy don't make me at the Chippendale. Rolling loud stage, y'all would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him, start to kiss and tell. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain.
Oh my god, it's Jim and them. 815 putting on for the 6 Toronto 6 God. Didn't have a lot to say about Future, but a lot to say about everyone else. Future, you're kind of cool. Stop being sad about a bitch, which is un-Future-like. If the beef is about a lady, yeah, that's not what I expect from my toxic king.
I was going to say, he's supposed to be a toxic king, so he shouldn't care.
No. What I should have expected is the ADL has come for me, finally. They caught on to the Chan Frank joke. And I apologize to the Jewish community. I wanted to start the part two with that. And we can get to the jokes. I want to apologize to the Asian community.
For the Chan Frank thing.
But anyways, Taylor Swift fumbled the fucking bag, Jim.
What bag?
The bag. She dropped a new album and it wasn't racist. Imagine how funny it would be if the whole album was racist. It would have been like catastrophic for culture.
That's
like,
true.
Worse than like January 6th. If she was just a bunch of live, laugh, love bitches quoting crime statistics, the guys would have to go along. They're already halfway there.
Are quoting the 14 words.
Yeah, the 14 words. She has 32 tracks. She has 14 tracks that it's 88 minutes long on there. I'm just saying,
yeah.
It would have been funny, and it would have like probably started civil war.
That could be what we need.
But yeah, also I've been thinking about how attracted I was to the Abu Ghraib lady. Remember Guantanamo, the fucking...
The one that the like army had a lady? Cigarette in her mouth?
She was with like the Silent Hill guy. Yeah. Like, blah. She was hot.
Yeah, I guess she was.
She's got, yeah. Anyways, without further ado, Jim Scampoli!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. What are we at? Day 13 with no Kendrick reply? What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. He's in the lab.
Still in the talking, lab?
Yeah. He's in the lab. He started some shit he can't finish on there. Kanye had the best response of all.
Kanye, I did like what Kanye... Well, I mean, we're not going to get into it too much, but yeah. I do like... Well, that song that was just playing, that was Drake's like response to everyone that has been coming at him. Mm-hmm. And then he put out another song because Kendrick hasn't put a reply yet. And in his follow-up track, he did AI versions of Tupac AI version of Snoop. Because initially, like when the song dropped, people were saying it was AI. And then someone dropped a Kendrick song, which ended up being AI. Or people say that they're saying it was AI because people thought it was whack or whatever. There's all these conspiracies about it. So he was like playing off of that.
K-Dot dropping some whack-ass shit? No way.
But to the point where Tupac's estate is like trying to serve a cease and desist to Drake.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because Tupac's known for Hit 'Em Up, which is supposed to be like the most like disrespectful diss song like ever made. Like, but now all of a sudden we're like, whoa, let's not, but that's too far.
It is weird to use AI verses though.
No? It's weird, but I think it's part of the goof. Because the whole thing is like how Kendrick's supposed to be the savior and like passing the baton of West Coast hip hop.
Yeah.
So he's just making a mockery of his whole life by having Tupac being like, you know, call him a pedo.
Tupac calls him a pedo. Okay, I like that.
Well, he does say like
he's in the lab like us, like call him gay, lick dick.
it's AI in the respects that Drake rapped a verse and then changed it to Tupac's voice.
Okay, dude, like the voice.
It's not like an
classic AI.
It's not like an AI generated song. He wrote a verse and then just had the voice change.
He should do a AI K-Dot and do like a really bad verse. He's like, I'm back again.
Yeah, well, anyways, people are just trying to be like, well, see, he went too far. And it's like, what are you talking? I thought that the whole point of rap beef is that like there is no going too far. It's like someone being at a roast and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
9/11 jokes.
9/11 jokes at a roast.
Whoa. Who was Bam's friend that died?
Oh, Ryan Dunn jokes.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah, Ryan Dunn jokes.
You made Steve-O sad. Bill Maher, you made Steve-O sad.
So anyways, I'm a Drizzy stan. That's what I realized until I tried to listen to that album on the plane.
Oh yeah. You're Drizzy like, stan. Whenever he's involved in some drama, he drops a good song. His son drops a banger.
Yeah.
And then you try to listen to 3 minutes of his album and it's garbage. On there.
Well, I was reminded cause it was called like For the Dogs and it's not for the dogs at all.
No, it's for the ladies. It's for the bitches.
Make some stuff for the dogs real.
And I think you got tricked by Future too because you picked up the special edition and the first disc is all for bitches.
Well, the thing. Yeah, I tried to listen to that. We don't trust you or we still don't trust you.
You have to go to disc two.
It's so droning. I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Oh, disc two.
All right.
Yeah.
Disc two.
Yeah, the Kanye version of the song is good. Have you heard the Kanye version of the song?
I actually heard a piece. Let me hear it
just
real
hear
quick.
It. It's not that long, but it's just him doing production, so of course it rules. And then he just says some like mean shit about Drake. And it is so funny because there's no reason for him to be on the song. Because he gets the soccer hooligans from...
What, is this the full track or just his
Yeah, that's
verse?
The song. Yeah.
Is this the full song, though?
Well, yeah, he's at the beginning.
Well, also, but people brought up because of this that... Because everyone talks about Drake's ghostwriters, but Ye was saying that Drake was writing for him.
Yeah, Kanye like, doesn't write any of his.
I didn't even realize. I guess I never. It doesn't surprise me, but I never thought about it.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's claiming he writes his shit.
Well, it's just interesting because he was saying that Drake. He's like, I wish I had like 10 writers like Drake that write my stuff.
That's funny.
Stop, won't stop. I just fucked your bitch in a Sean John tank top. Treat a bad bitch like she average. I treat a bad bitch like a fat bitch. And they never let me get money again. On my cat Williams when they get funny again. Yeah, you see they tried to count me out. I like that. We just hit a number one. We right back. 500 down on the bottom. 500 up at the top. Titanium grills. Call that smile on the rocks. I done had everything that you're able to get. I ain't been in drill too. I ain't gonna lie, it was chopped.
Another
one, volume one. Then it's two and three. Vultures on repeat. Still feel like Pablo, drug dealer chic. Pluto sent the drones. It hit like Metro.
He doesn't
Beats.
Even talk about Drake yet.
Rapper niggas.
Where's Lucien? Serve your master.
I forget what it is, but it's a very petty, funny thing he says about Drake for 1 second. He says like a petty, dumb thing.
I know that thing about Lucien. That's something about Drake. That's
yeah, like Lucien's the guy that, like the Jewish guy that controls the music or something. Go bad for your masters, didn't you? Lifetime deal. I feel bad for niggas. Bad for niggas. Y'all so out of sight, out of mind. I can't even think of a Drake line. Play J. Cole, get the pussy dry. Play this shit back 130 times. Oh, did you see his Instagram post about J. Cole?
I saw he was in
it. It was like a meme.
I saw him on the podcast interview where he was like,
"Look up J. Cole Kanye meme." It's the dumbest thing. It's the classic Kanye post where it's the dumbest thing you've ever seen. It's like the oldest. It's that one with those guys.
Oh, the
it's like the oldest meme. Do you listen to J. Cole? No, 18, and then he posted this song. That's like his Instagram.
Yeah, it's just the it's like a cartoon stuff. A girl blowing a guy because he doesn't listen to J. Cole.
And that's like an iFunny like meme from like MySpace era. Like it's so old. But yeah, he goes after J. Cole for no reason. And then he did what we were saying where like this post was all like, fuck J. Cole. That's not even the main part of the beef.
Well, because he was saying something about... the clip.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of good.
Are apologies even allowed in rap beef?
I don't know.
That's like when J. Cole did the diss track.
Call that.
Is up for Cole too?
If you say Cole, you can't say up and Cole in the same sentence. Then J. Cole went on tour with Drake. You know what it is? It's like you can't run.
I love
now.
That he has
I don't
teeth.
Listen to J. Cole, so I wouldn't even know. I just heard he had a song called False Idols, and somebody told me it's halfway about me. So it's like call that.
Nobody listens to J. Cole.
No, only people that think they're. Cerebral or some shit.
Yeah, people that don't listen to rap, they're like, it's not all about rims.
Well, it's similar. Like, well, people listen to it because they think, yeah, it makes them smarter. But that's also like a lot of people listen to Kendrick think the same thing. Like, ooh, I'm listening to, in it for bars, bro.
That's
like,
that's how I view both those artists. Where like J. Cole will be on a 21 Savage album, and like he's good. He's on that Lil Durk song, and it's good.
Yeah, no, I like that
and
song.
It's like, yeah, Kendrick is on a Future song, and I'm like, that's good.
Don't get me
and then
wrong.
A Kendrick
I do.
Album is like me.
I do like to listen to good rappers, though. I mean, I don't. There's a lot of newer stuff that people like that I don't fucking like because it's just garbage. But
yeah, and then there's the Rick like Ross response of all of this is so funny, where he just is calling
BBL
Drake, and that he got plastic
surgery.
His
track was pretty good though, too.
Yeah,
it's short, but it was still pretty good. Supposedly he put it together like within like 2 hours of Drake's song coming out. A couple weeks ago.
Rick Ross rules. I mean, he's got the stamp of approval as far as Jim and Them is concerned.
Yeah.
He's all over Jim and Them's DNA.
Yeah.
from early days.
Well, because I forgot that...
Horses.
Well, there's his MC Hammer song. It's one of the songs we did on Sex Core, I think.
Because
I was listening to some of his albums recently after his
that whole
the
Teflon Don era is all great and like his mixtapes at the time.
Well, because he's got classic trap beats on a lot of his albums and his voice just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Gay
Meek Mill screaming on the beat.
And yeah, I did. Oh, actually, yeah. Is that Dakota? Can't see the chat sometimes. Yeah, Dakota in the YouTube chat. I did think Chris Brown's Quavo diss was good.
I didn't even give that a time of day because I'm like, I don't care about either of these people.
I just like a good diss track. I just like
we do love Chris Brown. He's in our DNA.
Like when Chris Brown raps. I mean, we love.
I didn't even listen to it, but is he rapping the whole time?
Yeah. Does anyone else love snapbacks like we do? Like,
I don't think so.
The snapbacks
I think
back
at
with
least
Chris Brown.
500,000 views are just us over 10 years. It's a good picture, too.
Just
him eating
a hot
dog.
Yeah.
Yo! Pause. And I was saying in the Discord, this beef will be funny because both these camps will kill each other.
Well, it's funny because he in this track, he references that they were at Fashion Week or something and they had to sit next to each other. And he's like, I was just sitting there thinking I just wanted to beat the fuck out of you the whole time.
Fashion Week.
Yeah.
But we were trying to, but they were both wearing like inflatable jackets and like a fuzzy hat. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? This is just another guy's song, though. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants.
Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm drifting red. Don't let this R&B shit
make
niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he'll
he's
thug,
doing a backflip and dancing
dread.
Around.
Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that bullshit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex-hoe, that's cool. I don't give no fuck,
I make
nigga.
Fun of it, but if he was doing Chris Brown dances and like in this guy's face doing like the gay ass dances, like
yeah,
fucking Mike,
awesome.
Like Usher dances that he does.
Bitch, I'm up low, nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had
now is he is that a is Quavo with Sweetie? Is that what he's saying?
That's there's a yeah, there's a
revenge is sweet. He's saying,
well, there's
I fucked
there's
bitch.
Yeah, Sweetie's his girl or whatever, mm. And then I barely know about Quavo because yeah. Like Migos, that's what I was getting a lot of hate from the Kanye Defense League on Instagram because I said I don't like Kanye keeps putting Migos on songs. I'm like, why am I listening to Migos in 2024? Yeah. It's like those are the people yeah. that hang out with Kanye. Everyone else left. It's just the Migos. But yeah, Quavo has a an elevator video like Ray Rice, but it's just sort of him throwing her into the elevator.
Yes, yeah, he brought that up. Yeah. Well, it's funny because like you were saying
it's
about
funny to bring up domestic abuse in your. Chris Brown.
Well, no, because Chris Brown brings it up because Quavo already did have some shots at him about beating up Rihanna. That's yeah. why he brought it up. But also, it's like you're saying about Future is that Future's upset about Drake fucking his chick. All rap beef songs, even though all rap songs are about how they hate chicks. Like, they like fucking chicks, but they hate them. Yeah. And then all beef songs are like, I fucked your bitch.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah, yeah.
you.
How dare... Yeah, it's like Shakespearean.
Yeah.
It's like, ah. Me thinks your lady lied with me. Think about that shit. Playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put Amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad. You a bitch in your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You lucky I ain't wanna fuck the money up. Boy, I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that. Why you keep showing off? Quit talking about drugs. You the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told him come back. I'ma and
need more.
Quavo's version is like, you hit Rihanna, whoa! Like, what is Quavo's? Night, night, that's Sudafed. Show me that I'm tender, bitch. Time to prove what you just said. R.I.P. take off, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead. You tripping, oh, Chris, shit. Don't say that, don't lose
true.
Your head. You done turned a big bad take off. Off. Niggas never knew revenge.
Take off! Well, no, because Quavo has Takeoff on his response.
I know, and there's a couple new songs that have Takeoff, and I'm like, wait, isn't this disrespectful?
Yeah.
Is it there? Because it's clearly like he has a. They had Migos had a new song they're working on called "Pussy N Word."
That's what he uses for the Chris Brown.
That's what I'm
disc.
Saying. They
yeah.
clearly had that. So yeah. he's like, we'll use these B sides from "Pussy N Word."
Yeah.
That's
well,
a funny cover.
What's funny though is because everyone was like, "Oh, it sucks as a diss track, but it's a hot song." But it yeah. didn't sound like a hot song to
well,
me.
Well, it sounds like every Migos yeah. song. Like, they're 10 years into their grift.
But people still love the Migos, apparently.
No. That's a, I've got a mixed responses on the Ye Defense League
yeah.
Instagram. It's about 50-50. Mm. My Drake, you been fucked your bag up when you punch Re in the face. Talking about fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face. Listen, it ain't nothing but a fade. You but his verse is frame. So much better than Quavo's. It does just sound like he hit a tape recorder. He's like, play. Don't ever bring up tape, pussy. You know, half of y'all niggas some hoes out here. Pussy. Beginning yeah. of the other like, song. These nigga bleed
once a month type shit. Yeah.
It'd be funny if he like
Chris Brown. I call your hoe for
pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. Gone too soon.
Yeah, who can? All right, Peter.
Gold. 12. No time, can't fake it. We know that you're pussy. Know it. Pussy. I can't believe. Pause.
Well, did you
for
see that Gucci put out No Diddy? It's the new No Homo.
There's new Gucci.
Yeah, it's against Diddy.
Load it up. Yeah. But first of all, I can't believe. This man was left off Bad and Bougie.
Yeah, can you fucking believe that? But yeah, Gucci's trying to do his old thing. Isn't this a classic old Gucci thing?
Well, 2007 Gucci is, he goes on Twitter and he says, me and Waka Flocka ran a train on Nicki Minaj.
Well, no, but remember when, like, it's also what Lil B used to do, where you would just take a thing that was current and just repeat it over and over again, and that became your song?
Well, that's just drill music.
Yeah, yeah.
April Fools. I love Gucci Mane. He's been dormant for 5 years.
I'm just fucking around, but no Diddy.
No Diddy.
I'll take the clone at this point.
We getting high on a kite, no Diddy. See my artist double plat, no Diddy. Sipping on yak, no Diddy. Couple niggas got wet, but no Diddy.
Yeah, no, everyone's like, this is trash. All the comments are. But he is in the video. But he's dressed like, I know it's a extreme hip-hop video cliche, but one of the classic Biggie videos, it looks exactly like this when Diddy's in the hot tub with the girls around.
Well, you know what this is missing, and you know why I know this is the clone? It's like if we listened to a classic Gucci song, it would be like something like that. No Diddy. Skim! Bow! Like the old Gucci songs, like we literally would. It's funny to think now.
Who was Well Damn? Was that Birdman though?
Well Damn!
Well Damn!
And like that's like when I say the Oracle shit or whatever, where the dumb Lil B stuff that we laughed at, that literally is just like the music we currently listen to.
Yeah, it's
mostly just people going like, oh! Like if you paint it. But this is the clone. Got me sipping on yak, no diddy. Couple niggas got whack, no diddy. Keep the shooters with the scrap, no diddy. I'm in a room full of hoes, no diddy. More money, more problems, no diddy. Yeah, this is garbage. Did you ever see the white guy that Gucci got on 1017? I'm spending money like a trick, I don't even know his name, never mind.
But you can't be underage, no diddy. Anyways, yeah, no diddy. Get it? Because the diddy.
Get out of here. Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here, Gooch.
Yeah.
Come on, Gooch.
Yeah, bring back the old Gucci Mane, that yell stuff.
Why you never seen WAP at the brunch? Because they might spike that punch. It's just too risky. Gucci snapped on this.
Oh, because he's gonna rape?
Why you never seen WAP
at the brunch?
At the brunch because they might spike the
too
punch.
Ricky.
Huh?
I'm about to punch you too risky. That's how he raps. I'm about to punch you too risky.
No Diddy. What's wrong with the ball? No Diddy.
Gucci, yeah. Gucci Mane, you have to ease into Gucci Mane. The first time you hear it, you're like, this is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. I mean, it's got over 1 million views in 2 days. People still love the Gucci Mane.
Yeah, but it's no Lemonade.
No way. Oh, well, damn.
And yeah, and he's still doing the same thing. You're like, what the fuck? Scare!
Anyways, Kristen sent me this news report that happened this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And on the surface, this is just a run-of-the-mill school kidnapping.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
Kids are at school and someone wanders into the playground and tries to kidnap a child. But you just need to wait. There's a certain point in this news clip where it all makes sense. And podcasters, I apologize because it is a visual, but we'll fill you in.
Worthman. And Kelly joins us live tonight at that school. Certainly a terrifying situation for so many last week.
And it's a big reason why, Karen, so many parents decided not to bring their kids back to school today. And they tell me they won't let their kids come back until there is a new safety plan in place. But today, 3 days after this alleged incident, there still isn't a new plan. So these parents tell me they are demanding accountability and change.
This has changed his life forever and my life.
So, yeah, this woman's kid was just at school at recess. And apparently the aides or the teachers were not properly doing their job. I mean, hold on. She'll continue the story.
Ayala says her son hasn't slept in 3 days since a man nearly kidnapped him at school.
He was touched by somebody else that walked into a field at school at recess with other adults out there that should have been taking care of my son.
That somebody.
<laughs> Okay, podcasters, I'm sorry. It's like the way I described this guy after I saw this, after it was sent to me, is he looks like a living Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark illustration. Like, it's the most, it's like so over the top how yeah, scary this like, guy looks.
It's a skeletal black man with like messed up dreadlocks, and he has white stuff. It's black. It's crackhead Barney.
Yeah, it's crackhead Barney, the man.
But if it was a real crackhead, it's like a Call of Duty zombies guy.
It's like you literally would have to be not paying, like the most not paying attention for this guy to wander onto school and not anyone ask a question.
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Yo, it's Nick. If crackhead Barney was Venom, then that guy is Carnage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
Good call.
And I had something else. I'm on ketamine. I forgot. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, no worries.
Baba Booey. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, he's like a zombie from a Haiti movie. Like, yes. A Haiti zombie. Like, they blew powder in his face. He's like, ah.
When I first saw this, I almost, because it's so detached the way it cuts, I was like, someone edited this. Someone just dropped in the most obvious scary picture you ever could imagine. This is the guy.
They like cleaned him up. Maybe they threw delousing powder all over him.
Else that walked into a field at school, at recess, with other adults out there that should have been taking care of my son.
That somebody was allegedly this man, Solomon Gallagher, Dalsim, a known sex offender. He went through the fencing around Black Forest Hills Elementary approaching fifth graders during recess. Some kids began yelling "Stranger danger" as the man lunged towards Miranda's son.
It's totally like a fucking horror movie.
It follows crawled over the 4-foot barrier. to a liquor from Resident Evil 2.
And I think they mention it, but like, of course, it's probably like the teacher's aides. They're probably like in their mid-20s and they're probably just staring at their phones the whole time, which I guess in their defense, usually probably nothing happens. Kids are just at recess. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, usually there's not just ghouls roaming about. But they're coming to get you, Sarah, happened or whatever, the dead have risen.
And it's just sex offender. He went through the fencing.
This is like the first chapter of a Romero
elementary
zombie movie. It's
absolutely.
Like, oh, this guy.
Yeah.
It's just a quick cutaway to like a guy walking on the set. And they're like, recent outbreaks of homeless vagrants.
Yeah. Or the opening scenes. Like, yeah, before the credits, it's just, you know, the average idyelic suburban school.
They're playing Foursquare or whatever. Yeah. In the background.
And then you hear like the synth chords start to fade in the background as a fucking scary man. Yeah.
On Friday, approaching fifth graders during recess.
He touched the rim.
Yelling "Stranger danger" as
fifth
the man
grade
lunged
touched the rim.
Towards
Come
Miranda's
on.
Son.
It was these kids who saved my son's life.
Several kids,
they
she
fashioned
says,
a stake
told adults
and they stabbed it through his heart.
To be supervising recess about the strange man who took off. But says
it's the
their
mystery
fears
squad that saved
fell
him.
On deaf ears.
Their
my senpai
leader.
Says it's cabin fever and her kid is the pancakes kid.
Yeah. It is funny that the guy even like gets away. It's like, I mean, I guess what are you going to do? Like detain the guy somehow?
Yeah, some fat lady.
TAs were on their phone.
This is a big deal.
The district says it's launched an investigation. Still, several parents are upset with the district and school for failing to secure the campus.
The third graders went out right after this happened. The assailant was able to walk away.
It is funny. Yeah, it looks like every suburb you've ever seen, and there's just a fucking demon zombie crawling around.
Yeah.
He's like walking by your driveway, like over to the park. I guess he's over at the park. We'll stay away from the park.
It really is. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'd do. Like, if I did see this guy happen to wander through my neighborhood, I'd be like, just close the lines and hope he goes away.
Hey, brother, what are you doing out here? He cracks a goose's neck in half.
The people that know is only because our children.
Why is she the only one speaking out?
They witnessed it, and so that's why we know the truth. It is not because the truth was.
Where's this footage, too? They have cameras everywhere.
Yes, I'd love to see this footage.
There's just some fat ponytail guy like, oh.
Apologized, but many parents say that's not enough, saying it's clear safety is not a priority here.
It's 3 days too late, and you still don't even have a plan.
He attacks the news reporter. back on the streets.
You want to get in front of the superintendent. I think that he needs to take accountability for how Cherry Creek school systems are being run.
That would be a great press conference.
Now, we did make repeated requests for an interview with the school district, but instead we were sent a very
You're the town hall representative for, I don't know, Summerlin or whatever, some bullshit thing, like wherever they live. Like, well, at Calamino High School in Summerlin, a radiated zombie walked in and ripped a kid in half. You're like, we weren't prepared.
We didn't expect. I mean, usually every day is fine. I mean, this is a isolated incident.
Yeah, you let all these black guys move in, and it's like.
They said that they do take safety concerns very seriously.
You butt wire yourself.
We are committed to being transparent and accountable to our community. Reporting live in Aurora, I'm Kelly Worthman, covering Colorado First.
Such a frightening situation for those parents and students, Kelly. Yeah, thank you. Kelly is one of three reporters covering Aurora.
Well, and we have them here, Mumbo Jumbo Gumbo. What do you have to say for yourself? He's swinging the mic around.
What's his name? Solomon Galligan.
Solomon Grundy?
I think his family's like, yeah, he's been arrested before. Yeah, you think so? Family of suspect in Colorado attempted school kidnapping pleads for more state mental health resources.
Yeah.
Parents furious after sex offender allegedly tries to kidnap child from Colorado school. Try to show him as, he was just a regular guy at one point.
Yeah, just a fucking misguided.
It's not the first time that Solomon Galligan has been arrested. He wasn't a monster.
90s reporter Rhea Jha joins us now.
They did that voodoo ritual from the Steven Seagal gang.
Right, and somehow he manages to get back out on the street each time. I spoke with Galligan's older sister and niece, who are frustrated with the system.
Trouble for Solomon Galligan started
when
he was 16.
It seems that he can collapse his ribs small enough to slide between the bars.
And bipolar disorder.
He was known for acting out, making impulse decisions, running away from the home, running away from school.
When he turned 18, he ran away for good. Now Sarah, Amanda, and the rest of his family constantly wonder where he is, except when he's in custody.
Every 6 months, we find him in the jail system. And we're happy he's there because then he's not out on the streets.
Galligan is a repeat
offender. Yeah, I guess
offender,
what do you do?
Yeah, no, what are you supposed to do?
You give birth to the nightmare, like the kid that eats fish heads in the basement.
What are you supposed to do? Keep him in your house? Then he's like, then he might get you.
Shoo. Get out of here, Xavier.
The streets you go.
Back out there, Solomon.
Three sex crimes. And now he's charged with kidnapping for trying to grab a child at recess.
I found out through my dad. He texted me Monday morning.
Sarah got a familiar text, but she says she couldn't believe her brother had taken it this far.
Oh, brother.
He just really sucks that he had to do something so eye-catching for everybody to see. He's not well, and he's not okay to be out.
Yeah, it's a protest, kind of.
Be on his own.
Yeah, that's true.
When Galligan has been arrested
in the past,
Sarah says a judge then deems him incompetent to stand trial, meaning he needs to be treated or institutionalized.
Once he goes to the courts, and they say they don't have room for him. And
then he ends up back on the street.
They just let him go and go back.
Oh, I forget, we were talking about this kind of not too long ago. Don't they just need to open up those nut houses again that they used to have, like in the 80s?
Where they zap them real good?
Yeah.
Zap them real good.
I mean, you don't have to zap them, but at least open these facilities where sometimes they'll just be, like in the movies, they're always in a corner going, rah, 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 shaking
doing
or whatever.
Like the 13 ghosts.
You just
like
let them do their thing. Let them wander around.
Throw water at them. Yeah.
Because what is it? Was it, did they say... Reagan shut them all down and just sent them in the streets?
Yeah, all the homeless people are just like insane people from the asylums. Yeah. I mean, everyone wants to hate on lobotomy guys, but like you got to lobotomize like a good chunk of that asylum. Yeah, maybe you live in Session 9.
I was going to say, dude, I was just about to bring up Session 9.
Yeah, but the Session 9, that's a story about how people did the right thing and got punished for it.
Yeah.
on the street, and it's just the same thing over and over again.
His family says it's a familiar cycle created by the system.
Our society and our
government
and stuff have failed.
Batman kills him. He gets put in the Lazarus pit. He comes back stronger than ever. Batman kills him.
His family wonders if this time will finally be the last.
It's just a process that she wants to be done. And I don't want it to result in him hurting someone so badly.
He's in the background like a gecko on the walls.
That there's like no way to come back for that, or him getting himself hurt. So he can't come back from that either.
Galligan's family is advocating for
Mrs. Voorhees was reached and said, "My brother's crazy."
Like him, and to keep them off the street for their own good.
Well, they killed him, and then lightning struck him, and he's back. News.
Yeah, what do they do? I guess they don't really do anything anymore. They just kind of like, I guess there are some like mental health facilities, but usually it's just like they say, you'll be there for a little while, and they're like, all right, well, you got to go now. We have other people. We have a whole line of
Senpai
people.
Senpai says it's called.
Wait, they what? Should, it's called.
Oh, deinstitutionalization. I guess TTS was like, we ain't reading that.
Nah. I ain't reading nerd that. Words. Nerd words
yeah,
over
nerd
here.
Nerd word alert.
I think you strap them to a bomb like Dr. Strangelove and you drop them on Gaza. That's how you deal with them. That's how you do the nut house deal. Just put them on front lines in like Ukraine or Gaza, one of our wars. He's put
so
crazy guys out there.
Solomon Galligan. I wonder what they're going to do to him.
Add him to the demon army. I feel like we've been sleeping on it.
Senpai says cause of that
army.
You end up like Junior from The Sopranos.
Yeah, like Junior at the end. He's going nuts, losing his mind in a facility. Well, it's good that he's in the facility, though.
Right. You give this guy, he can eat a bunch of bugs, be Dracula's assistant or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be maybe, Renfield.
Yeah, maybe this guy's just Renfield, and he's getting out. He's like, "Help, children, help, help me,
yeah,
I'm
help me,
I'm Renfield.
Dracula's
me,
got me.
The only people I can talk to are toddlers." He's like, "Yeah," and some kid that touched rims beats the fuck out of him, like a fifth grader.
Yeah, the fifth grader can jump and touch rims.
That's what. Yeah, that's how it should have ended. Some fat fifth grader should have beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, taught him who's boss.
Yeah, like remember when Cat Williams got beat up by those soccer kids? Like, yeah, just toss him around. He's like a gangly psycho.
I don't know if you saw this video on WorldStar this week, but wait, hold on. Is this it? They have a video titled, like, you know, Lady Comedians Doing...
Oh,
Bobby,
yeah.
But what I found is that they're just doing autism bits like you.
Yeah.
So does that mean, according to WorldStar, are you doing Bobby Antonoff, Altoff type humor? I didn't even think when I watched this that they were even doing that type of humor.
She's doing autism humor. I'm not autistic. My humor is anti-autism.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, because first there's some other chick. Because this, what WorldStar describes this as. Is Bobby Altoff type stand up? She's the
yeah,
one that
white,
does
white people shit.
Yeah, she's the one that does awkward hip hop interviews.
Yeah.
Basically tries to be like Zach Galifianakis or even like a Borat or whatever the fuck, some shit like that.
Atlanta, man, there's a lot of ass here. UCBBL is at your.
But local- really, all they're doing is just stand up. But it's funny that I just thought it was funny they described it this way.
Well, yeah, because it's like girls in yoga pants too. So it's like she dicked out.
Parks, theaters, but it's really distracting, and no one's really paying attention to the skinny girls. So I've been shoplifting like a motherfucker. I wait until a fat ass gets in front of me to go to self checkout and not ring up a thing. Thank you.
It's hard being a bad bitch when you're autistic.
Oh, fuck.
It's me. Nobody believes you. Just like, damn, just because I'm sexy don't mean I can't be on the spectrum. And every time I talk about the Zoe, people are like, oh, we don't believe you. We're not really on the spectrum. And I'm just like, bitch, I'm functional. I built this social battery, y'all.
I do think it was pretty funny. And I just thought it was funny because I was like, damn, Jeff does Bobby Altoff type stand-up.
Yeah, I do actually. Black people think I'm very funny. Yeah, and yeah. She does a thing that is good to do if you're doing edgy humor, not to get into the craft or whatever, just laugh at the joke, and that's like the easy way out. It's like you're laughing at it. Like,
oh, and you're allowing the crowd, you're giving the crowd the permission.
I wouldn't say this racist stuff. I don't think that.
Earn this. But when my social battery runs out, I'm going outside, I'm picking up some cool rocks, and I'm putting them in my pocket. I'll be clinking and clanking at the club.
She's way better than the first one. The first one's just like an open mic.
Yeah, yeah. No, you could tell this autistic bitch got some chops.
Yeah.
Shout out women. Really sucks though, because it's like, especially in places like the club, right? Yeah, girl, are you autistic too? Hey, bitch, same. But anyways, I'll be at the club, mad nervous. And
World Star headline is like, bitch with the titties sound like a white bitch.
Bitch that's thick talking white.
Like, whoa.
I love talking World white Star, like funny though.
White like a gay bitch.
I got a rock in one hand and touched it in the other, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck. And then a man will come and talk to me, and they're like, oh, wait, shorty, how's it going? Like, damn, you look so beautiful tonight. You know, I love to talk to you. I love you. I'm trying to dance. And at that point, to get him to leave me alone, I got to double down on my autism. I got to fully be like, do you like SpongeBob? I watched an episode earlier today with Doodle Bob.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. He was like, me, like, you like me?
Better than most shit I see every day.
And that doesn't work. Because then he's like, oh, you Filipino, huh?
I like that phrase.
That's a good payoff for there.
Yeah. I am part Filipino.
Yeah, good bit.
I'm visiting Atlanta. Man, there's
good bit. Autistic.
The first one is barely a bit.
Yeah,
I'm autistic, so I'd be stealing.
It's a concept. There's potential there.
Yeah.
It's like a it's a joke concept for sure.
For sure.
Oh, and what else? Oh, there's this other guy. These videos are always funny. I mean, they're sad, but they're funny.
Okay.
When a guy gets caught taking upskirts at a Target.
Oh, yeah. They're not sad, though. Yeah. Dude, yeah. I saw a good one where it was like a Chinese guy on an airplane, whatever, and the cops just take you to jail.
Well, it's funny because I was trying to think about
this setup.
That's what I mean. I was trying to think of the setup. Like,
was she doing like the boring video where like went to Target? Did you see that funny video with the black guy doing the Target trip?
No,
it's like because like black Twitter was destroying him because it was like I just had a me day and it's like getting dressed, whatever, going to Target, driving into Target, parking, just doing a Target thing. But it's so funny because everyone pointed out he like set up.
Well, he's all okay. No, I've seen that guy before. People clown on the guy because he sets up all his shots
like, to pull in for a parking spot at Target and stuff. Yeah. Like he has an outside.
Because someone did a funny TikTok on that guy of like showing what you would have to do to set up each of those shots.
Yeah, yeah. So that I think that's what she's doing, right? Is that why?
No,
this
no, no.
Is
no that's
angle?
What I was gonna say. Is that yeah? I believe I was trying to think of this after because I feel like the person filming knows this girl that's crouched down there, and it's all. They must have planned this. Like,
all right,
hey,
unless he did it a bunch of times already.
He was probably following her or something, and they knew something was up. But they, like, I'm impressed that they essentially set up some sort of sting operation. Like, they knew.
Yeah, and
this
like,
was this was the bait.
She's looking at the Naruto toys in the adult action figure section.
Okay, well, yeah, Kristen's in the chat. I saw it on TikTok, and the poster said he was following her earlier. Yeah, there's a point where they kind of confront him, where you hear the girl that he takes the picture of say, like, you've been close to me this whole time.
Before this.
But it's still funny to me that they must have been like, hey, you go over there. Like, they really set up a fucking sting operation, and it fucking worked.
Yeah, he's
like, Hawaii
so
Tom would be proud of this.
He's so stupid. He already got confronted once.
So she's bent down looking at like the Funko Pops or books or something. They're in the media section. And then the guy goes to bend down behind her, but he's not being very subtle here as he takes his phone out and like puts it on the floor.
Like under her feet.
Yeah, dude.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
Who is this guy that walks in?
Oh,
my favorite part.
He's just bad timing.
That's my favorite part. Yeah, my favorite part is the third guy that walks in from stage left.
He just pulled in to grab her breasts.
Oh. What are you doing? No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress.
On a rascal scooter?
This is a great tracking shot.
Oh, she's on.
Then show me your phone.
Yes.
No, we're going to call security.
Oh, I really?
You absolutely did. And you were following me over in the children's section.
Because I have a sister who's pregnant. Ma'am, I really wasn't.
You've been extremely close to me this whole time.
No.
Yeah, so you hear the other girl there. She goes, you've been extremely close to me this whole time. Show me your phone. So they were all in on it. They set up a successful sting. I like to think even third guy that walked in was in on it, too.
Oh, what do you even have on your phone?
Oh, and shitting.
He's like trying to put his arm around the other girl. Like, get in with that fucker.
And sniffing.
Yeah, it's Moose. What are you doing?
Marvin Caribou.
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah.
No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress. Absolutely, you did.
No, ma'am, I really wasn't.
You absolutely did.
Ma'am, I really wasn't.
This would be Alec Baldwin or punch your phone.
Yes.
I love when perverts get caught and they do the
yes,
like getting caught by your mom voice, where it's like, I saw you hit your brother or whatever. It's like, no, but I didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah, you do the Polly Walnuts voice.
No, we're gonna call security.
Oh, I really?
You absolutely did, and you were following me over in the children's section.
Run.
My sister who's pregnant, ma'am. I really wasn't.
You've been extremely close to me this whole time. Please show me your phone.
No,
I really don't.
Let's get security, because this is absolutely wrong.
I really don't mean to.
And
no,
she's a
you
pig.
You obviously did.
No, ma'am, please. I really
don't
mean to.
Let's get security.
She's a damn pig. This pervert. She's disgusting.
I'm sure.
I have it on video. You are not going to get away with anything.
Ma'am, I'm not.
You can say ma'am all you want, but we will let them decide.
Run.
You know, this fucking guy's heart's like pounding. He's really scrambling. Like, but this dude, you're not getting out of it. Unless you run.
Out of his run.
Yeah, you really, the only thing you should do
or
at this point.
Or just walk fast.
Yeah.
I think Target can stop you. I think Target can like put you in.
I mean, they could try, but you start throwing elbows, dude. And this is where you show you're a man. Are you worth your ounce of salt or
for
what?
For sure. Remember that guy that stole the Stanley Cups with his girlfriend or whatever?
No.
He leaped over, grabbed the Stanley Cups.
Oh, I was thinking of the NHL Stanley Cup, but not now. Remember of course, that guy now that I stole
in Ace Ventura 3 when they stole the Stanley Cup.
No, now I know what you're talking about. The Starbucks Stanley
Cup. He just
kept
going. Yeah. He's not arrested. This guy's arrested?
Senpai Seizu know his cock is rock hard.
Yeah, well, you know his cock was rock hard, but then immediately, though, in this moment, it's gone.
It's between his legs like a dog.
Trying to do anything inappropriate.
Uh-uh.
I mean, honestly, like, this person's a creepy pervert.
Yeah.
But I can't get over, like, what are the fucking the balls to try to do shit like this? Is that part of the thrill? That's part of, like, the excitement as well, I guess.
Well, you go to Target to get some useless women knickknacks, you know, some sort of carving of a bird, and then some Dorcas Malorcas is sliding his phone under like, some pig's pussy.
The thing is, I just can't even understand the gall to be able to even do this, to attempt something like this. That must mean that he's done it before and gotten away with
thing,
it.
Well, here's the thing, Jim, and I've been trying to say this. Mike's not here, so I can say this. Women are pimps, too.
Yeah, women is pimps, too, mean.
Women's
if you
is pimps,
use the correct grammar.
Women's is pimps, too, and this is diva behavior. They saw a beta male pygma try to fuck the... I can't imagine what the other lady looks like. Abhorrent.
Sounds like an older lady.
Abhorrent, perhaps. I don't know. That's my takeaway. Gross.
I mean... So that's me bringing up a question and then you just saying whatever. Okay, DB Deathlord, thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay, what was the question? One more time.
I'm just saying I admire, maybe admire is the wrong word. I was just saying I can't get over the audacity, or the caucasity, if you will, of even attempting something like
this. Of this Karen behavior.
So I don't know if this Karen.
Two Karens don't
want to
get their pussy snapped. Get out of here. Fuck you.
So I don't, is it just the fever boner that he has that just makes him forget all social constructs, if you will, that exist in the world.
He forgot he lived in a society, and then he politely waited to get a sex offender charge.
Yes, yeah.
Like, at this point, you have nothing to lose. You just briskly walk out of there. He's like, I can explain this.
Yeah, no, I can explain. I was in the children's section because my sister's pregnant.
Certainly, they didn't set up a sting operation involving multiple cameras.
I'm not like that.
Obviously you are. I literally have it on video.
But ma'am, I'm not. I really am not. Like, I know it might have seemed that way in like the
no,
video. He punches her.
Okay, listen to me.
I know it might have seemed that way, but I'm not that way. There is more. I did find the article. I guess he of course, he's like a school teacher aide or something like that. And he also works in a church, I think.
Let's go.
It's like the most cliches like of that you even could attempt to make up.
Just repressed nerd guy.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
That guy.
No, I just saw you that put that underneath her dress.
I love that guy that comes in.
New tonight.
Right by the Funkos.
On camera, in a Target, leaving shoppers on high alert.
Oh my goodness, this happened at the Target in Greenville. Can you imagine seeing
Crackers
that?
At it again.
Julian Grace joining us live tonight. Julian, police offered some simple advice about how to handle something like that.
Multi-camera shoot.
They did, Lena. You know, I spoke to a security expert who has more than 30 years worth of experience, and he says it's important for all of us to...
Is he supposed to be at a Target right now? Where the fuck is he?
Yeah, he's at, like, where we got pizza.
He's at an outdoor festival, it sounds like. I hear live music playing in the background.
Yeah. He's at, like, a Haitian funeral.
Stay in the moment. Know our surroundings, and even know when someone is getting too close.
Oh, I hear it. It's playing, like, Shout. Let it on out.
It's emo night over here by not Target.
Over here at the not near Target.
B-dubs emo night. B-dubs. Why are we not?
Know our surroundings and even know when someone is getting too close.
Customer catches customer being violated. Police say the man in this video is 21-year-old Thomas Ryan Elliott. Detectives say he's seen placing his cell phone on the floor and under a woman's dress at a Target in Greenville. And then he's called out by a
You don't even get charged on anything, but you're like, yeah, basically what this retard did was like, like there's no charges filed, but like detectives just wanted to make fun of
him. They just wanted to put him on blast and call him a retard.
Yeah, here's his address. Here's what he works at. Look at this guy.
Customer.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
After we watched this video, we asked people who shot their thoughts.
I don't think it surprises me because of what we like read on the news or hear from friends and family.
So why did the customer record it? Because she was aware and she felt that Elliot was up to something because she watched him follow her around the store.
I just saw you put that underneath her dress and you were following me over in the children's section.
Tonight, I talked to a security expert about how to protect yourself. Step one, always have a security plan when entering a business. Know where
Is that really step one? Are you always walking in, making your security plan?
I'm doing like SWAT signals to nobody.
I was thinking that about Hawaii Tom's house because there's a thing in Florida where the master bedrooms are downstairs.
Huh.
It's fairly common. I mean, I don't really see that a lot here. I'm sure it does pop up.
It's like the stand your ground room.
Well, I was like, of course Tom would plan that because then his bedroom's by the back exit. He's got a front exit.
Yeah, you're hanging out the window by one hand. He's like swinging a knife at you.
I'm sure he's got guns hidden throughout the home.
You'll never escape, Jim. I'm on the first floor. The bubble.
Know who is walking the aisles. Know your surroundings. Have a safety plan.
Also, it's important to know your surroundings.
Not present in the video.
Lastly,
target
be
security.
Aware of who is walking.
You know, like a few years ago, it would be something like, don't wear skirts. Like, wear pants to Target all
Stop
the time.
Stop asking for it when you're going
in
into Target.
With you or near you.
I think it's really unfortunate, and I feel sorry for the person that happened to you. That's a pretty big violation. I don't
sick.
Know that I'm surprised.
I'm so sick.
I think more just saddened by that being a part of our reality.
The quick-thinking customer not only recorded it, but she called 911, and her quick thinking led to the man's arrest.
Run!
Let's get security, because this is absolutely wrong.
Dog man!
Honestly, that guy had to hang out there and get belittled for like 15 minutes.
So long.
There's no way the cops...
Security came up in 10 minutes and like,
exactly.
What happened?
There's no way.
And they're like, I can explain. Yeah, let the cops come. They'll come here. I'll clear my name.
It took so long for him to get arrested and he just sat there trying to be like, no, you don't understand.
I clear my name. I got to buy these banana chips.
Yeah, Kiwi Mango. Why didn't you just leave? Why didn't you just leave?
Let me buy the banana chips. I'll clear my name.
Because this is absolutely wrong.
You know, something that's very interesting. I hear this all the time whenever I talk to experts. They say, if you see something, say something. And Lena, in this situation, it helped catch a suspect.
She was incredibly
They couldn't figure out a place to film where there's not fucking music blasting in the background.
It's not
How
Target.
How fucking dumb is this?
This isn't Target. This is like the antique district.
And oh, she was
fuck, the jazz festival
this
is here.
All the way through. Fascinating. Julie and Grace reporting Absolutely. Live for us. Thank you.
How retarded are they? What is going on?
He's geeking at the jazz festival. He wants to get back to the jazz festival. He's doing around the world like Epcot.
He's a former volunteer, worked with children. For all the men confused and not buying it, she put her phone inside her cup holder when he began stalking her in the children's section. Then when he went to the kids' books and did it to another, she had it from her cart. That's why when she approaches, the video doesn't bounce. She's wheeling the cart. Okay.
Yeah, this is a response to like Hitler rapist 420. Like all the men not buying it. He's like, oh.
He's a volunteer at my granddaughter's school where I take her every morning. Number one, what is someone his age doing volunteering at all at these places? What does that mean?
He's
you think
young.
Yeah,
you
in your 20s, you can't volunteer. Yeah. He also worked at Open Door Church or volunteered there. I'm not sure which I know they fired him, but I don't know how many pictures he took of my granddaughter at the kid's school.
This is the grandma?
They need to check all his computers. He needs help. They need to make him go and get therapy.
Ooh.
And help. First thing he needs to do is talk to Jesus and repent. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, repeat, she wrote. I can't believe they let him go under $5,000 bond. That did not cause Tim. But about 500 to get out, and there's no telling how many pictures he got those little girls at.
Yeah,
I hope one of them is not my granddaughter or anybody's daughter. All right, Virgie 744. Everyone's like, they need to check his computer.
Yeah.
Man, look here. Jesus don't exist. You don't need to talk to Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus don't need to be involved in this at all. So chill out with the Christianity stuff.
Let's go.
Antonio Cunningham -JR2OJ.
And there's a reply. You believe in the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great when these devolve into that.
Let's go.
Hanging out at church and gabbing with a person who isn't there is likely what led to this situation. This was learned behavior. And where better to learn pervy and rapey behavior than the place that attracts more sexual predators than any other organization? The local church.
Okay.
Studio Todd.
Yes.
Dennis Toes. Dude, cooked. Demons hide in places you'd never guess. Ooh.
He has been targeting her. Yeah. A booyah.
Let's see. What's his name? His man faces multiple charges for secret peeping incidents at North Carolina Target.
Say his name.
Charged with felony secret peeping at a North Carolina Target. Oh, he's 21 years old. Thomas Elliott. Two more charges for felony secret peeping after a review of store camera footage from April 15th. Oh, so this was even a different occasion, maybe?
I don't know. This is like a week ago.
Three separate victims were identified inside the Target store that morning and have charged him with five counts of secret peeping.
Three separate victims?
Authorities confirmed that detectives are continuing their review of Elliot's electronic devices. Have not found any evidence of inappropriate contact with children so far. Who's this other guy?
Some other guy.
Judge sentences man to physical castration, 50 years in prison for raping 14-year-old girl.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Shopper recorded Elliot placing his phone on the floor, blah, blah, blah. Began recording Elliot, blah, blah, blah. First arrested, following later released after $5,000 bond. He was later arrested and booked into Johnson County Detention Center under a $20,000 bond on Tuesday the 16th. They're also aware of his previous employment in several school settings and are working closely with those employers and neighboring law enforcement agencies to review additional camera footage. Yeah, it all makes sense.
Whatever.
Who's this guy that's got castrated?
Hell yeah. We chopping dicks.
Springfield. A judge sentenced a man to physical castration and 50 years in prison. 54-year-old Glenn Sullivan Sr. pled guilty to 4 counts of second-degree rape.
Who should have taken a plea deal.
Per the publication, a Louisiana judge mandated Sullivan to be physically castrated after sending him to 50 years in prison as part of a plea agreement. This is part of the agreement?
Yeah, what the fuck? 50 years and your dick don't work.
What was the other option?
I don't know.
I want to say I've had 3 people ordered to be chemically castrated, but to my knowledge, just the first physical castration to be ordered.
So would they chop his dick off?
I mean, they would, what? They'd snip your testicles, right?
Huh.
Like they do to a dog, basically. They don't chop your dick off.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
But I honestly didn't think that that was something they actually would do.
Just a vasectomy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Huh. Okay. 14? That's a lady.
Okay, so in 2008, Louisiana enacted a law that allows for the chemical castration of men convicted of certain rape offenses. They may also opt for the surgical removal of their testicles. Yeah, no, I think they actually take their testicles out.
Okay.
Sullivan chose the later option, according to WBRZ, or the latter option, I should say. The Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office launched an investigation in July 2022. A young woman told authorities that Sullivan had raped her several times at the age of 14. Teen became pregnant, and a DNA test ordered during the investigation proved Sullivan had impregnated her.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
So many of these types of cases go unreported because of fear. The strength it must have taken for this young woman to tell the truth in the face of threats and adversity is truly incredible. Do they have more? No.
Senpai says I have no balls and I must come.
Anyways, here's the video of them chopping his balls off. It's just a quick gif.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah. Well, I love, so, I mean, but it's funny that he's like, you know what? I'll take the physical.
Yeah. Chemicals, no thank you.
Well, I love you fall, like, on this, my NBC 15, like, we read that one Peeping Tom story, which led us to the castration story, which then leads us to this cop arrested on rape charges involving a 13-month-old child.
Oh.
Is he wearing a bulletproof vest there so they don't shoot his ass?
Yeah, just at the mugshot. Yeah. There's people taking pot shots. Bing!
Rape and aggravated indecent assault of a 13-month-old. Well, I don't know. It's monsters.
Yeah.
Without, he was arrested without incident on Tuesday.
Just raping a football helmet? The fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
First responder reports of severe bruising of a 13-month-old between April 11th and April 15th. This spurred investigation of the incident. They found the victim had suffered broken bones, severe bruising, and sexual violence. This is fucking crazy.
Okay.
Isn't this, what's that movie? The Swedish Project, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the Swedish Project featuring your boy.
What was that movie?
Serbian film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, newborn porn. They waited 13 months and then bashed their pelvis bone into oblivion having sex with a baby.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's because it's like you think that that's just, some shocking thing in a movie or whatever. It's not something that would actually happen.
It's just like Plainfield, Indiana. Man crushes baby having violent sex with baby.
which then leads us to this article about a North Carolina man charged with crimes related to a police call mechanophilia. What the hell is that?
Fucking a car,
is
right?
These hoes want to fuck my car?
This hoe fucked a car.
What's that song?
These hoes want to fuck my car. It was like the Pepsi Boys or something.
Is it this one?
Yeah, they want to fuck my car.
QJ, J-Wall, Young J, and the Prince.
With the Scraper Boys,
Sprite, Pepsi, and the
volume. I forgot that.
Yeah, they have soda cars.
Okay.
The Mountain Dew Code Red.
Fuck my car. These hoes wanna fuck my car.
These hoes Sprite,
my car.
Pepsi, Hawaiian Punch. Look retarded as shit. Pull up my old Mountain Dew car.
It's cold outside. I'm a polar bear, baby. Plus, I love to rock. Sees me up in a sprite, things word real in the lane. Dough goes up.
This is awesome.
It's great because it's some of the worst cars I've ever seen.
Yeah, I had a Buick Regal. In the Bay Area, Buick Regals became popular.
Me and my brother, so you like slider like, doors.
Yeah, you spend like $5,000 on a 94 Buick Regal.
These hoes wanna fuck my car. These hoes wanna fuck my car. These hoes wanna
this
fuck my
bee.
Car. My car. Looking handsome, only fuck with bad bitches, hood ride, I'm handsome, then I pass them, it's all on you.
Patriot's jacket.
Fuck, bro, nigga, do what you do, and a nigga like me, I'm gonna stay shining.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, Mechanophilia.
People have no sports loyalty. They'll wear any jersey that matches their shoes. Yeah, I guess I like the Atlanta Hawks today.
North Carolina man arrested after a months-long investigation of activity related to mechanophilia or sexual attraction to vehicles or machines. Is that illegal?
I don't think so. Maybe
well, if it's your own car. I mean, is it because it's someone else's car? What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. Maybe because it's someone else's car, you get like rape charges.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Walter McCray, 52, was seen on video tampering with a victim's vehicle on April 7th.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird because when I see these links, I'm like, oh, these must be old stories. All these stories were this month.
Yeah.
All of these are fairly recent.
Yeah, you think he's stealing your catalytic converter? He just has his dick in like the back of your car.
One count felony stalking, 5 counts damage to property, 5 counts injury tampering with a vehicle. Who's this guy that's all fucked up? Oh, he tried to steal Balenciaga shoes holding woman at gunpoint.
And then caught fire.
And he got the shit kicked out of him. Walter McCray. It's weird because this is on their like Kingston Police Department puts this guy's face on their Facebook. But it's they only put this up because they're like, haha, this guy wanted to fuck a car. This is going to get us clout. This is going to go viral, yo.
It's like serial killer that the cops didn't pay attention to for 15 years, but murdered 25 women.
But this had a months-long investigation because this guy might have sex with someone's car.
Yeah.
They placed him under arrest and charged with the following. Yeah, fuck off. Let him be. Live and let live. Free Walter McCray.
He's in the back of that YouTube video we were just watching. He's like looking at their cars.
Free Walter McCray. Yeah. He did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
He was captured on video tampering with the vehicle. What was he doing?
Yeah.
Did he have his dick out?
Putting his dick in it?
He put his dick in the exhaust pipe?
Who among us... It's that picture, that Norman Rockwell picture of the guy standing up or whatever at the town hall. It's like, I want to fuck that car. Hey.
Is it true that...
my car looking sprite. Yeah, the old verses are so stupid.
This is a different topic, but I didn't look into this. Is it true that those Amazon stores that weren't... Like that had no workers. Actually, had a bunch of workers in India watching
over Indian
cameras.
Guys watching cameras.
I thought that was just a goof. Like someone made a fake headline.
I think they shut them all down. Like,
that is so fucking hilarious.
That's so funny, and it got washed away.
Yeah,
because they've been talking about it for years. Like the Amazon store, you can walk in, and it's just it knows you're in there, and it registers it, and it's just a bunch of guys in Bangladesh watching like webcams. Like, oh, it's two
Amazon's
sandwiches.
Cashierless technology was supposed to revolutionize grocery shopping. It's been a flop. It was hailed as a future of retail. It was just walkout technology at grocery stores, automated frictionless checkout. It's removing it, which allows customers to pay for their grocery without waiting in line for a cashier. Amazon says replacing it with Dash Card at more than 40 locations.
Which allows you to scan your groceries is basically what it is. You use the app to scan your food.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't really say it here. But yeah, because I thought I had read that like they actually just had like, a bunch of people in India were just monitoring the cameras.
That's
all the
time.
That's
what I heard, and I went with it. I don't know. The fact that it doesn't bring it up at all in here is sus. That's because it's Google. You got to go to Twitter.
You got to go to Twitter for the real
stuff. It's a bunch of Indian guys.
Well, it's also, I mean, even if it's not fully true, it's also similar to how, like, even like Walmart and Target now are realizing, like, oh my God, people are stealing all our shit. So much shit. Maybe we should have them use regular checkout lanes. It's like, oh, we're realizing like, oh, the old ways things were actually very good.
Yeah.
And in a way, like, I kind of don't mind that. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just have someone do this.
Yeah.
Because if I'm doing
checkout lanes open finally.
Yeah. Because if I'm doing self-checkout, yeah, there's one for you, one for me. Just know that. Just know there's at least, or you know what? There's three for you, one for me. That's how. I'll even go that way.
Yeah.
I'll go that far.
My splurge purchases are going unattended. I'm getting cookies.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting a time tax for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would like the idea if it really did work where you could go into a cashierless place and it just like, I don't know, weighs your shit out or whatever the fuck and you just walk out, charges your Amazon
account.
I
want to go to a Walmart and just have an Indian guy follow me around. Just boop. walk out. Thank you, Apu. It's Steve.
Oh my goodness. Time motherfucking flies, everybody. Favorite part of the show.
The zombie guy at the recess.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. You gotta love.
I forgot all about that because I definitely seen that picture, but I didn't remember at all.
What's his name? Galligan?
It's like Solomon.
Solomon Galligan.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Solomon Galligan.
Shout outs to Galactus.
Shout outs to the Florida Power Couples. Thank you for welcoming me and my fiance.
All of them.
To Florida.
You're
of
the course fourth you power got, clever.
Oh, yeah. We could. We're
top three. You're like KDOT.
We're a power couple in a Florida power couple in training. But yeah, shout outs to Tom and Lisa, Jason and Kayla, and of course, Tim Tracker and Jen Tracker.
Most importantly, the
pillars of Florida.
Yeah.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The real Florida residents.
What else? Remember the Streamathon, people. Streamathon's coming up May 17th.
Set your reminders.
Yeah, set your reminders. Put in some time for work. Take some time off of work. Hang out with the boys.
Yeah, do that.
Bring
like
summer in style.
Do that like Da Vinci sleeping rhythm where you sleep for like 2 hours and you wake up every 2 hours and you're back on
thing?
The stream. There's like different sleep rhythms. You're like, you sleep for 2 hours every 5 hours.
I like it.
Yeah. And you're on the stream.
I don't know. We talked about a lot of stuff. What else we talked? We talked about Florida, Nocatee. Oh, we talked about Crackhead Barney.
Crackhead Barney was very funny, too. I was not expecting to love Crackhead Barney.
And, of course, we talked about a lot of weird rapey creeps that are out there.
Yeah.
What
Stay
a world.
Stay vigilant at Target. Yeah. What a world. And most importantly, we talked about N-Man that you can only see on the Jim and Them Patreon.
Yes.
Ooh.
Patreon.com/Jim and Them. Of course, you can find episodes of Game Time. Of course, you can find movie commentaries.
Yes.
Of course, you can find Caddy Studs Investigations.
Yes.
Of course, you could find a free tier for the free tards out there. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Plenty of content at patreon.com/Jim and Them. For me, or nickels and dimes, you get extra bonus stuff for you to enjoy. Just keep the hits keep on coming and the laughs keep on coming as well.
Oh, my God. We just recorded a great Jimtervention. That'll be
out
sometime. Yes,
Jimtervention. That's another great one.
It's back. It's better than ever. Get on the free tier if you're gay. Get on the paid tier if you're about that life on there. And if you can't get enough of Jim and some Irish-Swedish trader, why don't you go over to, I don't know, where do you go? A little place we like to call.
Oh, you can go. There's a place you go where everyone knows your name. Showswhatyouknow.com.
Cheers, Rewatch.
Jacob and I host the podcast. There is a new episode of Blank Means Blank out, by the way. I haven't gotten chance to tweet it because I've been out of town. I forgot.
Oh, shit.
But let's see.
So
what is the latest episode?
Forgot.
Oh, yeah. We discussed the Last of Us podcast because there is a watch-along podcast hosted by Neil Druckmann, internet's most hated man himself.
Oh, shit.
From The Last of Us and Naughty Dog Games or whatever.
We hate him?
Well, people hate him because he, ruined Last of Us.
Okay.
But yeah, we listen to that. We discuss the show. We discuss their podcast. And all the rest of the episodes are scheduled. So there's going to be a regular release of the podcast about the podcast about television. That's available at showsyouknow.com. There's also a new Real History discussing Napoleon currently available. And, of course, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Jacob discusses history, does all that happy horse shit with his European buddies. Thinking that they know history because they, like, live in the cradle of civilization.
Yeah. What about
Find
the Dark Ages, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. Look it up. You ever heard of
Where
them?
Where were you?
Jeff, the Shock Collar Comedy videos are up on YouTube.
Yeah, go check out Shock Collar Comedy. Leave a comment. It's very funny that there's 10 comments that are all about me on there. That's it.
Yeah, someone asked in the Patreon chat. I put the links in the Patreon chat as well. If you're having trouble finding it, if you're on the Patreon, go into the chat. You can access it through the app. You can also access it at patreon.com/JimAndThem, and I put the timestamps and the links.
Let's go.
So you can check those out as well.
Go see me get cut off the controversy at the second Shock Collar. Was it a bomb? You decide. Leave a comment. Call British John a faggot. Don't really, but he is. And
well, it's funny, he cuts you off, then he tries to tag your joke.
Yeah.
Then he tries to like riff off of like you're wearing your Wawa shirt. But then he's talking about Bucky's. Now he's trying to talk. He's trying to step into my lane.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what the fuck you think you're talking about.
You should have been there to rush the stage. Yeah.
Well, because there was some broad judge that was doing the cliche like brisket at a gas station. It's like, first of all, if you describe Bucky's as a gas station, you clearly never been to a fucking Bucky's. All right, smarten the fuck up.
This got your ire.
Yeah, it did.
Let's go. Shock Collar, not in Vegas this month.
What the fuck?
They're somewhere else. But anyways, follow I guess on Instagram at Jeff X Murphy, and tour dates soon.
Yeah, hell yeah. What should I endorse this week for Mike? What would Mike want me to endorse?
I watched the first episode. Fallout was good.
Oh yeah, you know what? I've watched 4 episodes. I know some people like binged it in a day. Obviously, I'm behind. I've watched 4 episodes, and I wasn't like huge into the games or anything, but I think the show's pretty good so far.
Hell yeah, Wade Goggins, baby.
At least from my outsider's perspective, it seems like they've kind of nailed what the game's going for.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that because usually,
not at all. No.
usually video game adaptations in general are shit, but it feels like they've been coming around more. Walton Goggins fucking rocks. I should have known once he was in, it was going to be good.
Yeah. I even liked all the Brotherhood of Steel shit.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So. That's
interesting.
Cool.
I watched 1 episode. Check it out.
Yeah. Fallout on Amazon Prime. Watch it.
Yeah.
And, well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.